From Washington, this is VOA News. Britain has grounded all flights returning to the country from the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. The move follows British and U.S. intelligence reports suggesting a Russian passenger plane that crashed last week, killing all 224 people on board, was downed by a bomb. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Britain is the first country to halt all flights out of Sharm el-Sheikh following Saturday's Metrojet crash. At a news conference with visiting Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, Prime Minister David Cameron said he was acting to protect the 20,000 British tourists scheduled to fly home from the Egyptian airport during the coming days. Britain has sent security teams to Sharm el-Sheikh to check security measures. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Meantime, President Obama says he thinks there is a possibility that a bomb destroyed the Russian jetliner. In an interview with the Seattle, Washington radio station, President Obama said U.S. investigators and the intelligence community will be working to find out before any definitive pronouncements. The outgoing U.N. envoy for Libya urged the country's rival leaderships to stop blocking the democratic process and to vote on a political agreement that lays out the composition of a future unity government. Bernardo León spoke to the U.N. Security Council in his final briefing on Thursday. Tanzania's new president, John Magufuli, was sworn in Thursday despite continuing disputes over the October 25th election. Magufuli promised to work hard to implement the pledges he made during the campaign. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A UN watchdog group is accusing Iraq of violating the human rights of its citizens in the name of combating acts of terrorism. Lisa Schlein has details.
The UN Committee of 18 independent experts acknowledged Iraq's need to adopt measures to combat acts of terrorism. This, especially in light of the grave crimes being committed by the so-called Islamic State, including killings, abductions, enslavement, rape, and torture. But it said these horrific acts do not justify the human rights violations reportedly being committed against civilians by Iraqi security forces and allied armed groups in their efforts to defeat IS. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi says if her party wins elections this weekend, she will take a post above the president to skirt a ban on her holding the office because she has two children who were born abroad, and the constitution stipulates this as a disqualifying factor. Aung San Suu Kyi held a news conference Thursday in which she announced her plan but did not elaborate.
Even if we win 100%, we would like to make it a government of national reconciliation in order to set a good precedent for our country, that it should not be a zero-sum game of winner taking all and loser losing everything. This is not what democracy should be about.
Myanmar's president, Thein Sein, has again pledged to hold free and fair elections Sunday, with the result reflecting what he called the people's genuine desire. North Korea has lifted a ban on and has kept two South Korean officials from entering a factory complex it jointly manages with the South. The North earlier this week imposed the ban, keeping the officials from the Kaesong Industrial Complex, which lies just north of the border. Pyongyang gave no reason for imposing the ban Tuesday. Officials in Seoul and said the North also did not give a reason Friday when it lifted the restriction. One of the officials who was banned but not allowed back into is a former South Korean government official who now serves on the complex's management committee. More than 53,000 North Korean workers are employed by about 120 South Korean factories inside the park. Next week's U.S. Republican presidential debate will feature fewer candidates than previous debates, 8 instead of 10. The 8 on the Fox Business News main stage will be billionaire businessman Donald Trump, former neurosurgeon Ben Carson, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, and former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina, as well as Ohio Governor John Kasich and Senator Rand Paul.
That's the latest world news from VOA.